Indians and Royals Game 2 Saturday in Kansas City. Trevor Bauer getting himself ready. Jason Vargas starting for the Royals. In the top of the first, Jose Ramirez back in the lineup made his presence felt.
Slow curveball is hit pretty well to center. Racing back is Kane. He won't get it. That's going to short hop the wall here right at the base. And Ramirez drives home Jason Kipnis with the game's first run.
Moustakas swings and misses.
He goes chasing after that breaking ball in the dirt. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bauer here in the second inning. He yanks one into left field, a base hit. Jay Bruce scores. Here's Santana. He's going to try to score. Gordon's throw, not in time. And Roberto Perez delivers with a two-out, two-run single to left, and the Indians' lead is 3-0.
And that's swung on, driven. Down the right field line, fair ball into the corner. Scoring is Ramirez on his way to second with a double is Jay Bruce.
The Indians take the first two in Kansas City, coming up with a 5-0 shutout on Saturday. They've won 8 out of 9. After Saturday's win, here's Indians manager Terry Francona.
You know what? On top of everything else, I mean, I thought he came out and he had a real good breaking ball, and he held his stuff, but he really competed. You know, he had a couple innings there where, you know, I mean, I know the scoreboard didn't reflect it, but they were competing too. And he made some pitches. He got some good defense behind him because he was working quick and throwing strikes. And just, you know, he doesn't back down. And I think in big situations, he's kind of coming through like more often than not. I think a lot of it's just because he likes competing.
How nice is it to have a starting pitcher like Steve mentioned it with the Papa shot? How nice is it to have a guy that competes like that?
Well, I mean, they all do, probably more than people realize. But, you know, I know Trev's had his ups and downs at times, but the one thing he will do is compete, and he doesn't back down ever.
The sequence with Escobar kind of speak to that too, because it's when he threw like three of his hardest pitches of the night was just in that at-bat.
You know, that's, you know, when you're thinking about going to the bullpen, the one thing to remember, or for me to remember, is because Trev holds his stuff, and when he needs to reach back for more, he can, even late in the game.
What do you think of Santana's defense? Not just tonight, just over this whole trip.
Well, I would say for the most part of the year, he's, you know, he likes playing first more than DHing, and since he does, I just think it's been a way where we keep him involved more. And we keep Edwin's bat in the lineup more, where he doesn't really need days off, and it seems to be working pretty well.
Roberto's 10 of his 19 RBI come with two out situation.
Yeah, that was a big one too, because you know we had bases loaded, and I think Guyer made it out. We got a chance to maybe let him off the hook, and he gets that big single. That you know, the way the game was going, that was because you know they were going to keep coming.
Vargas has been very tough against you guys. What was the difference tonight?
Well, he's good. I mean, he's just, you know, his breaking ball is it's not a speed-wise, it's not hard, but it has so much spin to it that, you know, you see it and you think, okay, it's a good pitch and it's, you know, it's out of the zone. And he can throw it for a strike, but it's just such a good breaking ball, and he throws a changeup and commands his fastball. I mean, he's a really good pitcher.
Before this trip began, I mean, it could have felt like a daunting trip. Just what have you thought of the way the team's kind of gone through it?
I mean, but that's why we go day to day, because, I mean, other than lining your underwear up, it's day to day, because I just think it can look daunting, and there's no reason to think like that. You know, just show up and play, and now we'll do the same thing tomorrow. I mean, it'll be nice. Hopefully play a good game and then get home, because it has been a long time.
Bring in Gio for defense. He's able to make that play. But what is the – you can bring in a Gio or Zimmer late in the game.
We're trying to – I mean, you're always trying to win the game you're playing and trying to keep an eye on Kip.
Yeah.
And same thing with Austin, you know, because we want them both to play tomorrow. So, you know, the one nice thing is not only are you not giving up defense, but you're putting in two premier defenders. So you can do things like that.
Sunday, Danny Salazar looks to continue his recent success for Cleveland, going up against Jason Hamill of Kansas City.